BBC News with David Harper. A judge in Washington has fiercely criticised President Trump's former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, saying it could be argued that he had sold out his country. At a hearing in Washington, he expressed disdain and disgust. The sentencing of Mr. Flynn for lying to the FBI was postponed to allow more time for him to cooperate with investigators. Donald Trump has agreed to shut down his family charity, the Trump Foundation. New York's Attorney General said Mr. Trump had used the foundation as a personal checkbook for his business and political interests. A lawyer for the charity accused the Attorney General of issuing a misleading statement. Britain's Defence Secretary says 3,500 soldiers are ready to assist in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Earlier, the Cabinet decided to step up preparations for leaving the European without a deal in March. An official report into post-election violence in Zimbabwe earlier this year has found that troops used disproportionate force against opposition protesters. The inquiry said soldiers were not justified in shooting dead six demonstrators. The Belgian Prime Minister, Charles Michel, has tendered his government's resignation after a no-confidence vote was tabled in Parliament. He had been trying to run a minority government since his Flemish coalition partners withdrew earlier this month. They pulled out in protest at the government's backing for a UN deal on migration. The Brazilian construction firm Andrade Gutierrez has signed a deal with the government as part of a corruption inquiry and promised to pay back $400 million. The company has admitted paying bribes to government officials. European football's governing body UEFA is investigating alleged anti-Semitic chanting by supporters of Chelsea in a match last week in Hungary. A small section of the English fans were heard using a chant that included a derogatory word for Jews. BBC News.